Resurrected Republic Truth Radio Broadcast on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Welcome back. Welcome back to Resurrected Republic Truth Radio Broadcast on RBN. I am on with Shauna Cox and Laz Encinaro. I'm your host, Tom Lacavera-Stewart. And we were talking about the mysterious deaths of these nurses. Now, Shauna, has any article been written up on this occurrence that you know of? And if so, can we get those links? And if not, can we write the article?
No, nothing's been written that we know of. And like I said, we have information, we have evidence, we just can't use it yet. We weren't able to use it until we get finished with these trials in their defunct court. That's, we're still not out of the woods yet. They still have, you know, but I think we still need to start exposing the truth, because the people, if they know the truth, then they can be prepared and prevent these things happening in their own community and be aware of the capabilities of these people that we think are our friends that are really not our friends but are undercover and are here to entrap you and put you in jail too, with along with all your other friends. And they're not here to protect the borders of the United States. Here to attack the people of the United States.
And the informants attacking God-loving Americans that pay taxes so that the federal government uses our tax dollars to commit racketeering on our behalf, against the American people.
Well, and then the people...
You know, they tried that with me, Sean. I don't know if I ever got to talk to you about that, but they tried that tact with me when I was arrested. They went through that whole thing if I was willing to testify. And I said, well, sure, I'll testify, but I don't think it's going to make you guys look very good. And I proceeded to tell them how the Bundys really loved everyone, including them, who were armed and opposing them, because they're Christian men, and they just want to stand for an honorable and righteous cause. Well, that I can only just tell you that didn't go very far.
Oh, yeah. I remember when we had to put that video out, and we had CNN, and we were interviewing Jason, the young man who was there, and he was a colored young man. And they loved Cliven. And CNN would not put that interview out. And you took over, and we did a really great interview with him, because he was there to say, and he was there to defend Cliven and his family. He loved him like a father, and that he would take a bullet for him.
Oh, and they twisted. Oh, God, they twisted what Cliven said so bad. They twisted what Cliven had said so bad. Cliven and I are of the same opinion when it comes to, and this is not an advocation or supporting in any manner slavery is evil, right? So, but what Cliven was saying was, is as he drove through some of those inner city communities and he saw the current state of how people are living in these communities, that they lived better. What he was saying was in a way facetious. He was saying they lived better back in the days of slavery than they're living now. What has this brought them? And you know, this is a point that was made up by Dinesh D'Souza. This is a point that was made up by many other conservative, Candace Owens. It's like what they're saying is since the 1960s till today, okay, you had the civil rights movement that was supposed to give all of these rights and privileges and equality, and in that amount of time, you had the marriageless single mother childhood of these folks that went up like, I don't know, what was it, like 60%, 68%, and we all know that the common binder for all families, and it doesn't matter your color or your race, is a mother and a father in home together raising a child. That is the most essential point. See, I'm an advocate of these people, and they call me, oh, you're a racist, and you're this. Look, you are killing more black babies with Planned Parenthood. You have more single mothers This is what the 60s... And hell, if all of these rights and these privileges, can you tell me, is there more racism today than there was in 1960? And if so, can you tell me how that happened? I mean, really? 60s to today? So what Cliven was saying, and this is why he had people that were African-American that were around him that were supporting him, was that you guys lived better back then. What are you doing? His heart was crying. I've sat down and spoken with Cliven. His heart cries out for these people. He wants them to be free. He wants everyone
absolutely
to live free.
You know that, yeah, we can't speak for him, but we can because we know his heart. That's why.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
He was as far from racist as anybody you know.
Well, think about it. It's the same thing that matters that went against the Patriots here in Harney County, Oregon. I mean, they spin the narrative because at the end of the day, if we go back to looking who's behind all this, it's George Soros through controlling media matters, all the false propaganda.
Oh.
But at the same time, his investments in Calico Resource, Barrick Gold Inc., and Uranium One. And, you know, when we come down here, and as I was telling Charlotte Cox, Stephen E. Grassley, we went back to the documents back in 1980. He knew that there was uranium. He knew that there was mercury. He knew that there was gold, silver, and copper. He himself, his name is in these documents.
The real Russian collusion story.
You know, Brent Grassley Stephen E. Grassley has a brother by the name of Brent Grassley. And who does Brent Grassley work for?
BLM.
The BLM as a what? GCI? There's a geological coordinator surveyor or something like that. So guess where it was? On Steve's mine. And the Mount Here Wildlife. Stephen E. Grassley's brother, not that he also surveyed the land in the Mount Here scenes, but also was behind the big campaign contribution for his brother in his reelection. Who lived a majority of the people in Harney County? Most of the people that worked for the BLM, the Department of Wildlife, Fish and Wildlife, and U.S. Forestry.
Yes,
and if your brother
large
has involvement in those three agencies, then what are the odds of getting reelected?
Well, here's my question. I asked in the courtroom if Stephen Grassley owned any property, if he ever bought any property from the BLM, and the answer was yes. I wonder, and I said, doesn't your brother work for the BLM? And he turned bright red. So
wait a minute. Are you telling me, let me get this straight. Let me see if I understand this correctly. Okay, so the BLM, which is a federal agency, owned land, and rather than when it was finished with it, when it was finished with it, not returning it to the state, but gets to sell it to a private individual?
Well, that's why I'm wondering, how does the BLM sell land that they cannot own? You know? And how does somebody like Judge Grassley purchase it with his brother, who's the one who's selling it? Isn't that kind of
raise
a few
red and he was the cheerleader.
And we all bought land from the BLM?
Yeah.
And a Jerry Brown.
And
Patton.
And I'm sure it wasn't just for Anna J. Brown. There's a lot of politicians who understand.
I'm wondering if the Oregonians can have that same special privilege for the people in Harney County.
Remember Les Bates.
That's another one.
Hold on a second. Sorry, my blood pressure goes up when you mention his name, too.
or Santa Claus or his wife. I mean, King Williams. He's also behind it with Boyd Brin and Steve Beverly. I mean, all these criminals are buying land at the expense of the taxpayers, but they get a big tax break or purchasing of the federal land. Well, how can they do that? How is that lawful?
Well, that's a good question.
Nothing's lawful, remember? They're making up their own laws. That's been the problem. You go to court, and they make up the laws. If they didn't like that law, they're going to change it. And they don't have to abide by the law. Only we as slaves have to abide by their law that they created, and then they change it to fit their narrative. But the rules always change because the queen or the king at the, in the front of the courtroom can change any law they feel like or make it at will.
And does this explain why the people of Lewis and Clark Law School, like Kay Brown, Ron Wyden, Jeff Merkley, Greg Wolden, Boyd Britton, Earl Blumenauer.
Wait. Are you talking about Republican Greg Wolden?
Oh, yeah. He was also heavily involved in RTR, which is Technical Review Team, in which Shauna Cox was stating, that create own laws and unconstitutional laws under statutory guidelines, rules, regulations, and also use Bugatti.
Wasn't Wolden the one of the guys that was chief behind pushing the Hammonds to be pardoned?
Oh, yeah.
They claim that.
Yeah, they claimed it.
It depends on which political, however the wave is running at the time. So if the wind is blowing in your direction, then you go with the flow. If it's blowing against you, you go with the tide, right?
Yeah. That breaks my heart when I hear that. It really does, because I remember Greg Wolden taking to the floor of the House and proclaiming that there was legislation that they wrote that required the BLM to build fences where these so-called imaginary lines were, and that was a requirement under the law that the BLM not only refused to do, but then told the ranchers that they had to do it. And then tried to penalize the ranchers when their cattle went outside of this invisible line that the BLM was required to build. Now, the BLM went back to Wolden, who contacted the Democrat that he wrote the legislation on. And look, it, just as much as we're going to – if you're going to point out what Wolden does wrong, which is that's fine. I wanted to remind the public that it was Greg Wolden, though, that went to the floor – and said that the BLM had the nerve and the audacity to come to someone who actually wrote the law that they were defying, and they were trying to argue, get this, original intent. So, and the point that I'm making here is I'm not defending Wolden per se, but that one instance. But this is a good example of the quagmire of central planning government. These are supposed to be lawmakers, right? Okay, so if what you're saying is Wolden is a bad guy, but he did put a piece of positive legislation in there at one point, the original intent was for the BLM to build these fences and not the ranchers, not for it to come out of their pockets, but the BLM.
Okay, now let me explain that a little bit more. That's the Taylor Grazing Act. And the Taylor Grazing Act is a fence out. It's either a fence in or fence out. Now that is a fence out state. So if you get property on an open range grazing, it becomes your responsibility to build a fence to keep the cattle out. And you're responsible to maintain that fence. When the BLM came and told Cliven or any other rancher that they were trespassing on so-called what they call BLM
land,
which was bogus, but then Cliven says, then fence me out. And they could have fenced the land and kept him out. But they weren't going to fence the land. They said they weren't going to fence the land. So how could his cattle possibly get a trespass? Because there's no such thing as a trespass unless the cattle went through a fence.
Because they're treating Cliven's cattle like they treat us. Well, they're treating Cliven's cattle like they're treating human cattle. They're expecting that Cliven's going to go to his cattle, and Cliven's going to say, now look, I'm sorry, I can't even say that with a straight face.
draw a line in the sand, right?
Yeah, and don't go over that line, Cal.
Well, you can do it with a chicken.
I'm sorry.
No, but let me add this caveat.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Let me add this. Greg Wolden was also behind House Resolution HR 4402 that with Ron Wyden and Jeff Merkley regarding the minerals.
Right.
This is huge. And then if you go back to the Oregon Energy facility siting council minutes, you will see how broad this H.R. 4402, because under this bill, two things were said. The minerals are going to foreign corporations, and the minerals would be gold and uranium, gold going to China, uranium going to Russia. But let me add this, that the uranium, as soon as they extract it, becomes radioactive. That was also stated in the bill, and it's also stated in Senate Bill S-1113. So if the land is becoming radioactive, why, and under the sage-grouse that Kate Brown and Cliff Bent and Stephen E. Grassley supported of the endangered species, well, if it becomes radioactive at the moment you extract it, then what are we doing extracting your uranium out of Steens Mountain? But most of all, what's the purpose of the sage-grouse if one bill says the endangered species, and then the other one saying, well, you can mine uranium, mercury, copper, silver, and gold, and don't worry about what's going to happen or the effects of mercury when it contaminates your water. So, I mean, that's an oxymoron.
Yeah, sure is. Sure is. Oh, by the way, I just wanted to let people know a couple people made some comments I want to mention. And we have a caller. Oh, my God. Mike, do we still have the caller on the line? I pray. Mike? Oh, good. You know what? Before we even get to anything else, I've been making this poor woman wait. I apologize. Susie in Arkansas. Susie, you're on Resurrector Republic with Shauna Cox, Laz, and
Tanar. Yeah, I've been waiting a
while, man. I'm so sorry. I'm waiting for two computers to arrive here. I'm doing a remote location out in the middle of the desert with a laptop. So you have to kind of bear with me.
Okay. Before I go too far, because I have a suggestion. I only get to listen on the telephone. I do not have a computer. I have no way of making a donation through a computer. So I need some kind of an address to send a money order.
Okay. If you leave your phone number with the board op tonight, with Mike, Mike, if you take Susie's number, I'll give you a call after the show and I'll give you all that information. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart for that. Because we do need it, certainly.
It's not much, but like you said, every little bit helps.
Every little bit helps. That's absolutely right. That's the next piece of equipment
What I was thinking was when you were saying who owns this, what did they call that organization?
BLM land?
The one that now owns the property. That the wildlife refuge got sold to, and it's called a society. What was the name of the society?
Great Basin Society.
Okay, how do you know not owned by the Chinese? They own a lot of our property.
I would call the Great Basin Society.
Other societies.
We're on a little bit of a delay, folks. So Sean and I are walking on each other. We apologize for that. It's okay from remote locations. But I was just going to say I would call the Great Basin Society the Deep State Society. That's the swamp, the Great Basin.
Okay, is there a phone number for them?
I just posted it. Oh, that's right. You don't have the. Hold on a second.
I don't have.
Do you have a pen?
I do. I'm ready.
All right. It's called the Great Basin Society Incorporated, doing business as Malheur Field Station. The Great Basin Society Incorporated, Malheur Field Station, 34848 Sod House. We're going into commercial. That's all right. You know what? Stay on the other line. Malheur Field Station 34848, Sod House Lane, Princeton, Oregon, 97721. We'll repeat that on the other side of this break. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
Administration in history. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Mother of the moon, which filled my sails, rose the sea of years. With no provisions, but no faces, oh, the straits of fear.
Susie in Arkansas, that was a very good question she asked about the Great Basin Society. I don't know if she's still with us or not, but Blas, do you have the information on the Great Basin Society again that you could share with the folks out there?
Yeah, we have the document. Shauna Cox has the document. I sent it to our group page. The document of the Great Basin Society is there. There's 11 pages to that document, and also the two pages from Chad Cargis stating that there are minerals at the Mount Hill Wildlife Refuge, and the signature of Chad Cargis, and also the minerals being owned, the Mount Hill Wildlife Refuge being private property and under the control of the sheriff, and also the minerals with JLNM Investments. LTD. LTD, let me add that. So, yeah, the documents are there. We just don't have them. There's other people that have them. I mean, obviously, so the more that, you know, those documents are out there circulating, the better off everybody is. But at the end of the day, the question needs to be asked, how was that possible? How was that transaction, that contract possible?
I got a couple of locals in a hotel room to start opening up to me about some of the – they were a little bit more supportive of Sheriff Ward because they – I mean, they were locals. They had – a little bit of understanding of the background information. When I say this, that it sounded like that area is so corrupt that they believed that Sheriff Ward was a good man, but under immense pressure from very corrupt forces. Now, this was their opinion, not our opinion, but two of the locals' opinion. I did an interview with them in a hotel room, and we released that on RTR Truth Media on our main YouTube channel, which had millions of views and tens of thousands of subscribers. And, of course, that, along with many other investigative pieces that we did, was terminated off of YouTube. This is the silencing of truthful information, or at least testimonial information. If anybody wanted to refute what these gentlemen were saying, they were more than free to take our video. We have given unlimited permission to the public to use our videos to disseminate, to analyze, to refute if they can. And rather than approaching it from a free speech frame of mind, the Google Thought Police thought that it would be better to silence our channel. Now, we came up with a new channel, which is what's not really a new channel. It was our archive channel that we really didn't use. And we've been publishing videos to that channel. But, I mean, just we're being so shadow banned. I mean, I put out information there that would have gotten tens of thousands of views in hours, and we're down to like 100 views. So they're fighting back against the truth. But then again, we have some new computers that are supposed to be arriving soon, hopefully. And when that happens, we're going to be live streaming on 5 or 6 different platforms. Video live streaming, Facebook is one of them. But I have my friend Joe Kaiser from New Jersey, who is going to be really instrumental in spreading us out there. So diversified, you know, it's kind of like your portfolio. They always say diversify your portfolio. Well, if you're in the truth business, you better diversify your footprint for sharing your
funny?
Information. What's that?
Those are the same words. Diversify your portfolio. Those are the same words that are used in the Oregon Legislative Investment Council.
Oh, we have to be careful because let me tell you something. It's all about the corporation. So stop incorporating, people. Corporations
are
controlled by the corporation, which is called the United States Fund, if you remember.
Yeah. I truly wonder if Brent Brasty has also money invested in the Oregon Legislative Investment Council. That he goes out and surveys the land at the Mount here or at Steens Mountain or anywhere in Oregon. I wonder how much money he really has invested in these corporations.
Well, you know, I challenged Steve Grassley on 3 different occasions to a debate on his he did that video clip. I know that everybody is familiar with this clip where he challenges the constitutional provision that Bundy hangs his hat upon, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17, and blah, 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 and he doesn't take into account any other the laws or codes. I guess this judge never heard of Marbury v. Madison. I guess he doesn't understand, or if he does understand, of course he probably does, the true intent that he's trying to march us to a more progressive way forward. I tell you, these people just, they blow my mind.
Hold on, you mean progressive forward? For his own self-interest and buying land from the BLM and the minerals? Do you know your meaning?
Oh, yeah. While all screaming to the public, you know, these same people that pull on the heartstrings of the environmentalists. And I've met some of these environmentalist folks, not the politicos, but just the folks, right? And they are so supportive of these progressives that are just, again, opportunistic criminals, in my opinion, and they don't understand that they're being used, like Stalin said, as useful idiots. Well, when they finally, if it's ever realized that they take full control, you know what happens to the useful idiots? They get lined up against the wall and shot by the very ones they supported. We'll be back after a few words from our sponsors, Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio Broadcast with Shauna Cox and Laz Encinaro.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Welcome back, Resurrector Republic Truth Radio Broadcast. I'm your host, Tom Lacavera-Stewart, and I am joined with Shauna Cox and Laz Encinaro. And out of our chat room here, Zapia. To me, it's not just complaining if there's a positive message attached. Oh, there's a positive message attached to our information. Because after all, a huge part of the fight we have before us should have been fought in the late 1800s, when they threw ownership and control of this country, took a severe turn for the worst. I guess it's our turn to take a whack at it, this 120-year-plus-old battle for freedom and independence and true sovereignty. Thank you for that, and that is very accurate as far as I'm concerned.
Tom, I wish we would have had that debate with Stephen E. Grassi.
I'm still willing.
I would have relished that.
Still willing. Anytime, anywhere, any place, politely.
But he retired, and now, see, he's taking his gold and ran away.
That's like okay. He can still talk. He can still talk. This is a message for those of you out there listening that know this judge, or former Judge Steve Grassi. Please tell him that he is cordially invited with respect. I will be polite. I'm not going to cut him off, and we're not going to censor him. We will broadcast his entire statements. I'm not rude when I interview anyone, because the importance of the information really is far more important. But I challenge this judge, the son of a judge, I challenge this judge to a debate on the facts. And I would love that opportunity.
He's not a judge.
No, he's a con artist.
You know what he is? He's a county commissioner. They just nicknamed him a judge because the only thing he actually is a judge over is over probate. And so that's his job as a county commissioner.
Wait, he was on a budget administrator?
And he nicknamed him, I guess they nicknamed him the judge.
Because
he's not a real judge.
Well, you know what, I can see why, because tyrants are always judges, because at the end of the day, if you got to whack the individual if he gets out of line.
That's the last word?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Tom. And it would be a good idea if he would be able to debate with you.
And I'd love to.
Put that out there. I'll find his number and give it to you.
Hell, we'll fly you out here, Tom.
I would love to do that. I would do it any time, and I would do it respectfully. There's no reason to be nasty about it. No reason to be nasty like Grasty.
I don't think he was nasty. I think he was an amazing guy.
I'll
challenge him to a debate. Matter of fact, I'll live stream it. We'll go down to the local ice cream joint that you took me to, and we can debate him there. And actually bring the whole people of Hardy County over there. Why not? I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, he's no different than I am. He breathes, he eats, and he wears his pants.
Challenge for Stephen Brassy was the fire chief Chris Riles was challenging him to a actual fight for to see who was the strongest man, I guess, and it was going to raise money for the Patriots.
Yeah, we had a comment in
but it wasn't him.
We had a comment in the live stream, I think, that was very prudent. It says, this is from Stephen Hulls, all this information needs to be put in A to Z format and sent to the president, to the president's desk, telling the whole story. Stephen, I assure you that not only have we been doing just that all along, but we've also heard back from, on several occasions, members of Trump's former campaign committee that requested additional information. So this is something that was being worked on behind the scenes in order to secure the pardon of the Hammonds and so much more. That was the one effect of reaching out. I have to say, I disagree with Trump on some foreign policy decisions, but mostly domestically, he's absolutely right on target. But I have to give him credit where credit's due, in that his staff has reached out to people and been receptive to receive information, and not just receive it, but consider it. And this is like a really first. This is a first time for me in all of the presidents that have come and gone. This is a first time experience for me, and that includes Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter. Kudos where kudos deserve.
Let me add to this. To those that have seen for the first time or never been watching, they can always watch from the beginning on Lazaro Espinar. You can put my name out there. But most of all, what do you think happened today in front of Congress with Peter Strauss? This rabbit hole goes deep. Remember, Peter Strauss was there to cover up the acts of James Comey. Comey put Robert Mueller to cover up his acts in the Clinton Foundation. The Clinton Foundation, which it was James Comey and Robert Mueller took your highly enriched uranium to Russia. All these congressional hearings will all eventually come back this way. But let me add this. The Ron Wyden connection with Hillary Clinton, the Clinton Foundation under the Department of Energy. So when all this was going on and going on with the Department of Energy, Well, look who signed off, the eight agencies that signed off this trade deal. And you'll see Ron Wyden's name, and also supported by Jeff Merkley. When you look at the rabbit hole behind you, who ordered the assassination or the Patriots and Robert Lavoie Finnegan, is James Comey's letter to Loretta Lynch to Kate Brown. And this is always, this rabbit hole, this swamp is going to come back deep. But you know what? We got to stop it. We got to start at the top, and it's going to come and trickle down. The problem is how fast these roaches are going to run when the hammer comes down. For those that are following the congressional hearings, continue to follow them. Peter Strauss, God willing, he'll end up incarcerated just with James Comey and Robert Mueller, and maybe Barack Hussein Obama will see East Mecca in his own private jail cell, because this all comes back this way down to Oregon.
Barack Obama, that's a subject for a whole show, from what the American people were lied to about his origins, his roots in Indonesia, and that Sabud cult that his mother was involved with Loretta Fuddy, who, if you watch the plane crash of Loretta Fuddy, this is the one that issued his long-form birth certificate. She died in a plane crash, in a small plane crash. Well, if you watch the video of the plane crash, it looks like they lay this thing down quite peacefully in the water, and she was the only one that ended up dying in that so-called crash, very conveniently, right at the time that this all became such an issue, and Sheriff Arpaio was investigating it. And I don't believe that Sheriff Arpaio would have ever seen any issues had he not gone after Obama the way he did. I don't agree with Arpaio on everything, but I was with Sheriff Arpaio another representative, another sheriff that he was getting behind, a constitutional sheriff who wanted to create a constitutional academy for all of his sheriff candidates in Texas. And I got to meet with Sheriff Arpaio and speak to him at length. When I spoke to Sheriff Joe, because he's harshly criticized over his tent city thing because of the prisoners being innocent until proven guilty and all of this. Well, you know, there was a point in my life where I had some rough times, and I can tell you that the revolving doors on the county jails for actual crimes that should be taken seriously as opposed to victimless crimes, I'm talking person-to-person crimes, was a revolving door. I dare say that if Sheriff Arpaio, if his program had been implemented throughout the country, I dare say that a lot of these person-to-person property crimes would evaporate, because it really disincentivizes the whole process there. So, you know, anyway, I'm going off on a tangent there, but
yeah, let me add this, Tom. I like for everybody to go, because it's access for every American out there. The letter in which James Comey and Loretta Lynch with Barack Hussein Obama sent to Kate Brown, and all that was going to come out from that state representative from Dallas, Oregon.
Oh yeah,
regarding the mercenaries. Now yes. This is really deep, because remember about the swamp goes real deep. Look at the time, the logs, the phone logs, with regards to Kate Brown, Ron Wyden, Stephen E. Grassley and Boyd Britton, and Loretta Lynch and Barack Hussein Obama and James Comey and Greg Brensing. So you're gonna find out how deep this thing goes on the Uranium One deal. It goes excessively deep, but this is the crazy thing regarding the information. Some of the information on the phone logs, some of the and the letters, the two letters from Barack Obama to Kate Brown. That information wanted to be sold. There were people within the Patriot movement that wanted to sell this information to the Patriots and to the Finnegan. And that's the most disheartening thing that's been happening, that there's researchers out there that want to research, but also want to sell this evidence to the political prisoners and the attorneys.
Yep.
Well, we know the answer to this whole problem. How much time have we got, Tom?
We have
About 15 minutes minus commercials.
So this is what I'm going to do, Tom. To the Patriot community out there, I'm going to get off this live stream. Please circulate it, but at the end of the day, go to RTR. We'll be on RTR, Resurrect the Republic, with Thomas Alvarez Cabrera. And you'll hear more stuff that as I slowly bring out. And the names will be coming out. You know, I've been told to back off. But the names will be coming out, the people behind trying to sell
the documents. I forgot to tell you. Laz, I got a phone call from another talk radio show host that you and I both know. And he basically told me that there were certain things that we couldn't talk about based on, you know, the BLM. And the BLM was getting real nervous and a couple other things. It was basically, I took it like a warning that the BLM is watching, because I had done a report that BLM should be nervous. And I outlined why they should be nervous, right? So I get this phone call, and it really blew my mind because it came immediately after I released this. And I'm just a little guy, right? You know, I mean, they've silenced me. They've shut down my channel. They've done all these. They've tried to silence me so much. So I basically kind of feel like, you know, I'm fighting an uphill battle. So I didn't really think I was any kind of threat to anybody. But apparently I've been issued a warning. And my answer, this was my official response, just in case there are any Bureau of Land Management people listening tonight. You can kiss my rosy red derriere. There you go. That's my answer to them. I don't care about that.
You know what? Before you get off, we have to put in a couple more plugs. Yeah. So,
yep.
So we have an answer, Thomas, because we have exposed a lot of problems. We've told you a lot of evidence. But there's a thing that people need to do. You need to go to the website. It's called We the People, commonlawgrandjury.com.
Yes.
And see all the crimes that have been committed. And research it, because there's so much evidence there of what's happening and who a lot of the guilty parties are. It's We the People, the Common Law Grand Jury. That's where we have to go back to. So you have a jury of your peers.
You know,
we take it out of their admiralty court back to the We the People court. This
please
is
post
really
that link.
Important.
Post that link in the chat to the Facebook. And by the way, just to let you know, I am monitoring the Facebook live feed, and it says live video interrupted. This broadcast has been paused. It should resume shortly.
Our battery just went dead.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah, so everybody knows now. Our battery went dead. We're done for that.
Okay, well, we're still on.
We will post that out there.
Okay, so your video stream ended, and it's not the fault of the algorithm.
No,
it's a battery issue. That's a good thing to know.
Yes, we need to be closer to a plug-in, I guess.
Well, Shauna, I would really like to, do you have a Gmail account?
I do.
Okay, you do me a favor and send that over to me after the show, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you an invite to be a writer on our blog, and anything that you want to share with the public or with the audience, please feel free to publish to our site. Anything, anytime. This goes for Laz, too, when I can get him to actually sit down and not travel the countryside.
That's the hard part.
Yeah, but
we'd
love
to keep exposing and getting information.
Well, of course. So we would absolutely love for you to do that if you would consider doing so. And, you know, folks that have been listening, you guys know that our contributors are, as of right now, myself, Tom Lacabera Stewart, Lori Anderson, Rudy and Aaron Davis, Shauna Cox, Laz Encinaro. I just did a brain dead there. Laz Encinaro, Shauna Cox, Joe Kaiser, and there's more. There's more coming. RTR Truth Media, by the way, folks, is something that I built up aside from Resurrect the Republic. I built it up to be a brand that could be shared by other truth-telling plain people, investigative journalists who are just like Laz, just like Shauna, and to spread it out there. It doesn't belong to me. It belongs to us. We are Team RTR. I do believe in the republic form of government, limited as it was supposed to be. That's not what we have right now, by the way. But I do believe in resurrecting that premise, that founding era tenet and premise of the original intent of the Constitution. And that's what we exist to do. We are paleoconservatives with the critical free-thinking minds. I'm not a member of any party. And I will support you as long as your message is right. There are some Democrats that I've supported, believe it or not. One of those such Democrats was James Traficken. God rest his soul. I don't want to forget about James. And my other favorite politician, if I had to pick two in the modern era, would be Ron Paul, of course. Ron Paul and his non-aggression principle, his true conservatism was to ally with none and trade with all. Does that sound familiar?
Absolutely. I actually was able to speak with Ron Paul and was in a meeting with him just not long ago. And that was the first time I had ever been able to have a conversation. He's an amazing person.
Yes, ma'am. I believe that. I believe that with all my heart. You know, we lost an opportunity with him in many ways, because I do believe that if anybody had had the intestinal fortitude to smash the Federal Reserve and the CIA into a million pieces, it would have been him. But then again, I'm happy that he's still alive, because had he been elected and tried to do so, he probably would have had his brains
he would have been in one of the body bags.
Yeah, he'd have been another JFK. It just goes to show you how powerful what we're fighting is. But you know what's more powerful than anything that we're fighting is the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is what I tell everybody. Don't worship any one man or any politician, Republican, Democrat, anything that are. There's only one man that walked the earth that was perfect. And as far as I'm concerned, Jesus was it. And we need to stay and stick to a moral consistency that divorces ourselves a party and has us look into the inside of both. Because, you know, the one thing that Joe McCarthy was not so correct about, he could see all of the communists on the left, but he couldn't see the Trotskyites in his own side that had infected the Republican Party in the 30s. And these were open to William Crystal Trotskyites. This is what Bush was, and communitarians. They believed in big government under the Kool-Aid flavor of republicanism. And a lot of people bought into that. All of these wars across the world, bringing democracy, which, by the way, we're not a democracy, but you always hear them saying, we're bringing them democracy. Why would we be giving them a cancer? Why? In my name, with my tax money, are you bringing a cancer to other places that are going to want to kill us for bringing them this cancer? Anyway.
You know what? Amen to all that, Tom. We appreciate you, and you're absolutely right, because our Father in Heaven is the one who needs the praise and glory, because, listen, without him, Trump's heart wouldn't be changed. Nobody's heart would turn to the right, and it would just be dog eat dog. We are grateful, and we ask everybody to pray, because with gratitude. We all prayed for it. We asked for things. But we never turn and give him the honor that he deserves, because he is the king. And we appreciate him and we love him. And that's where it needs to always go back to. So if the people can always remember, when you're on your knees, thank him first. And we are so grateful because of the Hammonds release and those others that were being held wrongfully, and there's still more that needs to be released, and we just keep trudging forward so we can get them out. There's thousands of them, and it's hard to keep up with them, because it continually they're continually incarcerating people wrongfully every single day by the hundreds, and it's insane.
Yes. So,
anyway, that's my last word, and we appreciate
That's your last word of preaching? Well, we only have a few more minutes, and you know what? I know sometimes I want to kick myself because I don't really delve into faith as deeply as probably I should. But I would like to close us out in at least one prayer before we finish. dear Heavenly Father out there above us, we thank you, we praise you, and we thank you for the release of two wonderful men in Oregon, respected members of their communities, Dwight and Stephen Hammond. We thank you for the courage that you give us every day to continue this fight for freedom, this fight for truth, because I am the truth and the light, so was Jesus Christ. And as the truth, serving the truth is serving Jesus Christ. And Heavenly Father, please be with us in all of our endeavors, and please guide us and give us wisdom to bring people the truth and to bring them a solid message, a positive message of your love for them and your salvation. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I don't pray enough, and pray enough with the power of the folks that are out there in the listening audience. And I have to take an opportunity to do that more often, because where two or more are gathered together in his name, so he shall be. And when we have more than that, well, amen to that, you know. So we need to do that more often. And Shauna and Laz, you guys, like I said, feel free to publish to rtrtruthmedia.blogspot.com. And we have resurrectedrepublic.com. I haven't been publishing to it. Recently, we have all of our research and stuff on that, but we're going to be revamping the entire site. So in the meantime, I've been using this, and I'm not so crazy about it because it's Google, but it's blogspot.com. It's rtrtruthmedia.blogspot.com. And just to give you guys an idea of some of the recent articles we've published, Arizona Ranchers on the Front Lines, the Border Battle, Bundy Trial Exposes BLM Conspiracy to Commit Murder. We're not pulling any punches with the titles, folks. 1957 U.S. News and World Report declares the 14th Amendment unconstitutional. The Trump pardons the Hammond. So there's a lot of articles on there. We also have our Twitter feed on there, which is at Tom Lacovara. That's TomLacovara. RTR Truth Media on Twitter, where usually when we publish when we go live, for those of you out there that want an easy way to follow us on Twitter, when we go live and it posts to Facebook, it immediately posts to Twitter, and you can listen to our Spreaker podcast, as well as you can go to the Republic Broadcasting Network archives. And we would also appreciate if you went to rtrtruthmedia.blogspot.com. On the upper right-hand corner, you'll see a little donate tab right there. We would appreciate your support. Shauna, I really look forward to you guys writing and publishing. We need that information that you guys are releasing. Feel free to also publish your live streams on our site whenever you want as well. So thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. You know what? On Saturday will be at a special occasion, and hopefully we can bring some stuff to the American people. They can see the Hammond for themselves on live stream or something on the radio.
Amen. Amen. Folks, God bless you. We'll see you next time. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.